Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Old Mood Podcast, episode 79. Wait, I was right.
82.
So 82. Close this time, honestly. I literally just take a shot. It's crazy that I can't remember it every single week. People in the comment section thought I was trolling. I was like, yeah, definitely, I'm trolling. 100%. Definitely trolling. For sure. Either way, I'm your host, Blue Squadron, joined as always by my co-host, Jaycoon VT, V before the T.
Hi, my name is Jaycoon VT, V before the T. I do a lot of endgame PvE content, such as Olin's, Party Boss Splits, or Zekia Dungeon. I've been starting to get more into PvP with my Wusa lately, participating in T1, T2 Node Wars, and also Guild League, and I've been posting those videos over on my YouTube channel, and also you can find me live over at twitch.tv/JaycoonVT, V before the T.
Right on, and our boy, Blonde Bear.
Hello, I'm Blonde Bear. You can catch me on twitch.tv/BlondeBear if and when I do stream and play. You can catch me doing probably the post-Crown Prince, the new dungeon, and maybe sometimes I might be streaming some old school RuneScape.
Stop it. Why not stream the new RuneScape game? I heard that's pretty good.
It does look really cool. It's a Valheim version RuneScape skin game. It's in early access. It does look like a lot of fun. I'm kind of waiting to go hard on it because I'm just really into old school right now. But it's on my list and I have it wishlisted. I'm probably going to buy it and play it soon.
Right on. Well, and our special guest tonight, coming to us all the way from actual good PvP land, we have CP, better known by the community as Pig. Over here. Pig, you want to give yourself an introduction?
What's up? I'm Pig, and I PvP and BDL. Boom.
Bro, you are the worst. How do you even have viewers, bro? Like, what are we talking about? Dude is the worst shout-out for himself ever. Okay, so this guy is a phenomenal striker. Believe it or not, Pig is an ancient legendary story, by the way. When I first started doing Node Wars, I was in a guild called Muted, and then I immediately moved to a guild called Legatum. And somebody called Drift Panda, was shot calling in Legatum at the time that I was in it. This is many years ago. It's like 8 years ago. Okay. And the first node where I was in with Legatum, he said, guys, watch CP. You have to recognize these names. This guy is going to destroy us. It was the very first, what we call in the community as a name brand player that you had to look out for in large scale PvP, or he would literally potentially wipe your entire guild. So Drift literally said, Blue, you're the new guy. Go handle that guy. I, as an awakening Dark Knight in 2018, went to go handle the awakening striker. It was like an unstoppable force, meaning an extremely movable object. I couldn't even get him to look at me. He was like, is something hitting me? I don't even know. I don't even understand. But regardless, Pig has been doing large-scale PvP for many, many years. He's one of the best Awakening Strikers on the server, certainly one of the best competitors in tournaments. He's in every single tournament that Pearlabus really ever puts on, including my tournaments as well. And I really appreciate when you and Mef sign up. He always participates with Mef, fun fact, who is his partner in crime, plays Musa, total loser, but we love Mef. But yeah, no, and they always place super, super highly. I believe you guys won the best in guild tournament, like the open bracket in 2024. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah. So you got, yeah. I love how you're like, yep. Totally undersold himself, like crazy undersold himself, and all this stuff. But yeah, this CP guys, you guys can go follow him on Twitch. And then he also has, and correct me if I'm wrong, he does a YouTube. And honestly, the best Awakening Striker guide that actually exists for the game is on his channel. Is that correct? That's 100% correct. You don't have to agree with me. It's fine. It's on his YouTube channel. If you play Awakening Striker, that's definitely where you should go to check that out. Now, Pig, I'm actually super glad you're here today because it has been kind of a roller coaster. The last 4 or 5 patches, it feels like the developers are flipping a coin and they just pick a class, they flip a coin, and if it lands on heads, that class is going to get crazy buffs, and it lands on tails, it's going to get crazy nerfs. We've seen them go really hard on warrior buffs, and then they nerfed it the next 3 weeks in a row, and then they go hard on what is it, like Archer buffs, and then they nerfed it 3 weeks in a row, and then they go hard on Ranger buffs, then they backed it up, then they buffed it again, then they backed it up again, and we've just been all over the place. We had Awakening DK buffs in this most, or I mean nerfs in this most recent patch, and then Suck DK buffs, which is kind of crazy. I'm curious, Pig, do you agree with this style of balancing? You've been into PvP, every form of PvP, whether it be AOS, large-scale PvP, Red Battlefield. You've been grinding this game forever. Open-world PvP is, like, really your thing. You just run around. Now, honestly, that's what people probably know you for the most. They're just innocently trying to grind on Arsha, and you just run around and kill people. In fairness, Pig runs around, he kills you once, and then he moves on to the next target. He's an equal opportunity murderer on Arsha. But since you participate in all forms of PvP, Big, do you agree with this style of balance that they're doing? Because before this, it was like nothing, and now we have this.
So I was talking about this earlier with Jay, but I prefer more gradual changes, and I don't even think it's necessarily because like massive changes are bad if they are very receptive to feedback and do follow-up changes like pretty fast, but PA is not really known for that, so I just prefer gradual changes so they don't leave something in a broken state for like an extended period of time.
Actually, very true. Typically, when we see PA take action on something, they don't play test at all. They give us some crazy broken stuff, and then we're stuck with it because then they promise us they're going to make changes and listen to our feedback, and then they do absolutely nothing with it and leave it busted for the next 2 years, where they will suddenly address it again and then give it some other broken thing that's going on. Jakud, you're actually up huge right now because Woosa got massive bust. You guys, coin landed heads up for you.
It did. Yes, we did. We got a lot of mechanic changes too, which was really unexpected. So 2 months ago, Awakening Woosa did get some buffs, and then I was like, oh, they're probably not going to touch this class again, and then we got some more. And so when you mentioned earlier, like, they're like throwing a coin, I guess maybe it just landed for us for the coin. And so I'm okay, this is something that I've been kind of on the fence about when I was talking to my chat about this, about how, oh, if you guys get buffs, I'm like, maybe don't act too happy so that you're not like a target.
True.
But at the same time, like, you know, we want to give them the right feedback so that they can balance it, but that's not really giving them the right feedback. But at the same time, I don't want the slice of cake that I was just given to be taken away, if that makes sense, you know.
So you mean like Ranger?
I'm scared at the same time because I want to, you know, definitely. So I was like worried about Global Labs tonight because, you know, we got the buffs last patch, and then usually there's big swings in and out each patch, right? Like, Megu was a good example. Someone in my chat was like, wait, we Megu buffs yesterday, Megu nerfs today, like, bam. And like, I'm so glad that Woosa dodged the nerfs today.
It's literally wild. Dude, I just don't understand. And like, so you got your class buff. I main Awakening Dark Knight, for those of you that don't know, and we got absolutely Baja blasted for basically no reason. I don't even understand why. We don't even really do damage right now as it is. Succession DK actually does damage, bro. That shit hits you, boom. But she got damage buffs, and we got nerfed. Like, we got nerfed pretty significantly. So, like, yeah. I'm not really sure what's... and that's why I didn't want them to touch it. I have to think that it's kind of my fault. The moment... So, DK used to have a bug where you could dash around. Your side dashes relied on attack speed. And so, you could dash while you were overweight, right? And have no slowdown at all. Mm-hmm. So, you could just, like, hop around. It was, like, super sick. And they did nothing about this for the 8 years the game was out in the West and the 10 years that it was out in Korea. Nothing. I put out my Dark Knight guide where I clearly explain this at, like, you know, the 10 minute mark or whatever. I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, this is a benefit of playing the class. Mm-hmm. It's nerfed the following week. I was like, I can't help but feel personally responsible. And then I found a way around it. I was like, guys, if you go over 125% weight, you can still do it. You can still do it because there's like a bug and you can still jump. And then they patched that the following week as well. It's literally crazy. I don't understand it. So like now I can't help but feel personally responsible every time they touch DK. It feels really bad. But Blonde, it's interesting. You have an interesting perspective on this. We're going to get to Pig's perspective last. At least we started with his perspective on the like the class changes. Blonde, I'm curious your opinion on the class changes as someone who literally plays, I would say the favorite child, but that's clearly not true. The second favorite child. You play Berserker. They actually haven't touched it. You guys haven't been coin flipped yet. So how do you feel about, you've been playing the game a long time, primarily as PvE, but you've done some PvP in there and you've been playing mainly Berserker the whole time. And you've seen how they've balanced in the past. Do you agree with Pig's sentiment or do you disagree? Like, how do you feel about this class?
I'm pretty on par with Pig. I think they, Berserker was untouched for a really, really long time. And then they finally kind of put a ban hammer and a shackle on his, you know, his ankle. Like literally when I'm doing Deposed Crown Prince, I remember having no issues. And now I have to actually watch my stamina bar and all these issues. But now I feel like a normal class. I don't feel like I'm like, you know, God's chosen one. So I'm kind of like, okay with how it is. Cause it,
did you just say Berserker's watching his stamina bar? Oh, you play Awakening. Never mind.
No, Succession. No, I do Succession. It still can be, if you're spamming,
you're complaining about your stamina.
Oh no, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I feel like a normal class now compared to before. Before I felt like I could do anything and there was no restrictions. I didn't have what was called a stamina bar for a long time. Now I actually have one and I'm like, oh, okay, I actually have to pay attention to this thing now. So, I mean, I think that balance is fair. It was, again, super unchecked for an insanely long time. I'm okay with not being touched. I don't know. I feel like Zerker's in an okay position. I also don't think that, you know, Zerker needs to be super OP or insane or anything. Like, I think that it's strong in some areas, weak in some areas. So I don't really have too much of an issue where it's currently at. And I agree, though. I think that sometimes the changes can come a little too much, too big in general.
Jay, I forgot to put my Video Ninja link in the chat. It's there now. I apologize. And now,
oh, that's okay. That's okay.
And no now worries. We're gonna, now that we've gotten everybody's take. Okay, my take on the balance changes. I love the way that they're doing it now. I'm going to have the hot take. I love this. And the reason I love this is completely selfish. It's because I get to literally farm them. Like, I am making so much money off these people. Holy shit, because every patch is some crazy shit that's going on. And it's
there's
the person that's...
To be had.
You're exactly, bro. As the guy that does the patch note rundown every week, it's a total clown fiesta. And everybody tunes in to see it. They're like, what got changed this week? We've never had better viewership on the patch note rundown before. I got 56 subs in like 10 hours on YouTube on the patch note rundown, where normally it's like half that. Mainly because, again, everybody's coming to watch it. Everybody's coming to watch it because they want to see if their class got nerfed or buffed this time. You know that's the reason. So, like realistically, though, as
someone's
a player, as a player, I would, like, I don't know what's happening. I feel like they're throwing a dart at the dartboard. They're like, okay, let's do hash now. We're just going to rework Succession. We'll buff Awakening. Does people seem happy with that? No? Okay. All right. Nerf Awakening back down. Okay. Let's buff Warrior. Okay. Are they happy with that? No, we feel like it's making a little bit too much. Nerf that. Okay. Nerf it again. Okay. Nerf it one more time. Okay. One more time for the boys. Like, they I don't understand. Like, I don't know.
Okay. If I had to make a speculation about why maybe they're going about these more bolder changes, I'm just thinking maybe because they're making these bolder changes, it gets more of a reaction and more feedback overall than gradual changes, and maybe because of that they get to act faster. But at the same time, I completely understand how if you get, again, I've been using the cake analogy for a while, is that if you're given a slice of cake and then they keep taking away your cake each week, it feels bad. So maybe, I'm not sure if this is like the best way in terms of the community reception to go about these changes, but at the same time, these bolder changes do kind of, things are coming fast, and maybe we need fast, but at the same time, it does feel bad if your main class.
You're saying fast, but I'm pretty sure this is like 6 months delayed. Like, haven't people been complaining about? I mean, actually, over a year of balancing issues and changes for like over a year.
What's happening right now?
Right, and right now, post, you know, meeting choice Divios and having the big summit of the mind melting thing, you know, like. It's like, okay, finally they put everything on paper, then they put it into code, then they got it in the computer, now we're putting it in the patch, and it's like, it's okay, it's like 9 months later, okay, I feel like it's a little late on the freaking clock, don't you think, you know? But I mean, better late than never, I guess. I think that's why I feel so, like, ridiculously abrupt, but...
I don't care what they do with glass balance. I'm just going to say it. I really don't care. And the reason is I feel like they've destroyed all of the systems that makes class balance relevant. So like at this point, just balance for PvE. Nobody cares. Like, and I have a very jaded opinion. I'm curious what CPCP's opinion on, is on this. Because I feel like they've just destroyed Node Wars. Like what I had fun with in Node Wars is gone now. It's all gone. And all the people that I used to Node War with are also gone. And like, it's just like a free for all game mode that you just run around for like 20 minutes and then you're done. It's very annoying. Even if you're doing the old system that they gave back to us, it's only an hour, which isn't enough time to get a fight done, which is like a whole nother problem. So they've destroyed that. And then the hardcore server, they didn't want to listen to any feedback. And that's at the core of the issue, is that they say that they're going to listen to feedback and they're not actually listening to feedback on any of this. If there was feedback on this, we would have asked them, because many people have asked them this question. Okay, well, what are you balancing based off of? So what are you making these changes based off of? Are you going to the forums? Are you in like the class discords? Are you just feeling it out? And I will tell you this, that in 2023 at the Calpheon Ball, I was told by administrators at Perlabus, so like big boys that worked for Perlabus at the time, they said that the way that they do balance and the way their balance team is structured is they have one developer for every class in the game. One. And if that person thinks the class needs to be buffed, it gets buffed. And if that person thinks that the class needs to be nerfed, it's nerfed. And if that person doesn't think the class needs to do anything, then it doesn't do anything. Okay. And I walked around the entire ball, walking up to every Korean guy I could find, going, location? Location?
Location.
Because for those of you that don't know, the Global Labs translation for which from Korean is location. Okay, so I'm low-key looking for, like, the witch guy. I'm still looking for him because what the hell was the last patch, bro? But also, like, yeah, man, it's just, like, really, really frustrating. Now, if we look ahead to the global... Actually, first, CPCB, how do you feel about the current systems in the game? Like, class balance, do you feel the way that I do, that class balance only really matters once you have systems that work? Like, they destroy open-world PvP, then they destroy Node Wars, right? And, like... It just makes the class balance to me feel a lot worse. Like it just, they don't, changes don't feel as impactful. Why don't you answer that first? Like, how do you feel about the systems of PvP currently as somebody that still does them every day?
My preferred form of PvP was open world, and that's not really a thing anymore. So kind of just like is what it is. And for Node Wars, I think they just need to increase it to an hour again. But in terms of like the impact of balancing, there's still like forms of PvP where it's very obvious that they do need to focus on balancing between classes, like AOS and G League. Most of the PvPers play those pretty heavily, and like imbalance is pretty apparent. So.
Yeah, well, I was also told at Perlabus, again, at the same ball, I said, well, what game modes do you guys balance off of regularly? Talking to a member, again, of this team. And they literally said, oh, well, we balance off of Arena of Solaire. And I was like, okay. But when I look at Arena of Solaire, I don't feel like they're balancing off of Arena of Solaire. Because, like, there's a lot of changes you can't really justify if they're... balancing off of that game mode. Very, very strange. Also, for a really long time, you are a striker main, CPCB. You have been for a really long time, for basically as long as I've known you, and you've been in the PvP team, you've played Awakening Striker. Yep. On the Global Labs currently, I have been told, I have not looked at them, I have not looked at the buffs myself, I've been told that Awakening Striker is currently being buffed, and many in the PvP community would currently consider Awakening Striker to be the best PvP class in the game in just about every format. Do you feel like Striker is actually that strong? And do you feel like Striker actually needs the buffs that are on the Global Labs currently?
I think Striker's Insane. Is it the best in every format? Definitely not. It does need the buffs because the buffs are PvE buffs. They're not PvP buffs. And Striker, Awakening Striker's PvE is pretty trash right now.
Okay, so you right now are the drowning kid in the pool. Okay, Pearl Abyss is holding up Awakening Mystic. Awakening Striker is like drowning on the side, and then Successor Striker is at the bottom of the pool, dead as the skeleton right now. Okay, if a class needed PvE buffs, don't you? Between Succession and Awakening, come on. Succession Striker is horrendous. Like, it's down tremendous. So, like, if they're PvE buffs, it's like, all right, well, now it's better in PvE, sure. And if they're not PvP focused, excellent. But, like, do you feel like Succession Striker holds a candle to Awakening Striker anywhere in the game right now?
In 1v1s, Suck Striker can really win good matchups that Awakening can. And there's some grind spots where Succession does much better than Awakening right now.
Oh, really? So, which grind zones are those?
Orzechia, Darkseekers, and some of the boss splits, you'll kill it a lot faster.
Okay, right on. Well, that's good to know. That's good to hear right there. So, okay, so Awakening Striker coin flipping that. And then, again, Megu actually got some big changes this patch. I actually just tagged Awakening Megu back again because I actually love that class. I played it for like 2 or 3 months about a year ago and absolutely loved it. My screensaver is currently, or my background is currently my Megu in Mirawak's Labyrinth because that's... It was Mountain of Eternal Winter. Big, we were actually in the same guild at the time. We were both in Vertex together at that moment when that was taken. That's how long ago. Maybe it was a year and a half ago. I don't know.
Ancient times.
Ancient times nowadays. Ancient times. But regardless, so my understanding is that Megu is getting an immediate rollback on these buffs. Is that correct, Jay?
Yeah, for Awakening, at least for PvE. Like yesterday, got some PvE buffs, then immediately today got chopped. I wouldn't say it's like too bad. I mean, Awakening Megu, I don't know how bad it is. I don't play Awakening Megu, but just like looking at the numbers, it still seems to be above the previous number, if that makes sense. Like it went from like cold to hot, and then now it's like a little bit slightly warmer, if that makes sense. So
like I don't know.
We'll see. So
that's really strange. I'd wonder, what are they balancing based around? And then where are they listening to feedback? They're not listening to feedback. I'll just tell you right now. The listening to feedback is trolling. Okay, listening to feedback is trolling. That's not happening. But like I'm just curious, like what are they looking at to make these changes? Because originally I thought it was like the hardcore servers. Actually, Pig, do you play hardcore servers? You love open world PvP. Do you like hardcore servers?
Its concept was okay. Like, I had fun playing it because I was playing with friends. My biggest issue, and I think, like, is the same issue a lot of people had, was, like, you couldn't play your main class, which is pretty lame.
There it is. Yep. That's the feedback that basically everyone has been giving across the board on that game mode. And all they did the entire preseason of hardcore servers was all the same thing. They just made PvE changes to the game mode. To the unrestricted PvP. The unrestrained PvP server. Absolutely nutty. Absolutely nutty. So, okay, Pig, I'm curious. Based on these current balance changes, who do you think the strongest class in the game in PvE is right now?
Strongest class in the game in PvE? Right now, I'm pretty sure it's Musa, but that's going to change next week.
Oh, man, Meph taking a hit. Meph taking a hit over here.
That was only a week of cake.
I'm gonna take one for the team here, and this is me giving Jay back one to the developers that are listening. It's definitely Wusa, hands down. It's not even close.
No,
get Wusa out of here. No. I'm just kidding. It's not Wusa. What are we talking about?
No.
Jacob, you grind a decent amount, yeah? What do you think the strongest class in PvE is? All of these radical changes going on all the time. No one knows like who the strongest class is. Who do you feel it is?
Strongest? Numbers-wise, I mean, I've seen some really good numbers from Witch lately. But at the same time, the person showcasing the numbers is a god gamer. where they pulled like 50, almost like 54k trash at DSR with Awakening Witch. So I was like, that seems a little strong. But at the same time, he is a god gamer. So I don't know if we should be balancing around like again, you said like what are they balancing around? And I'm like, do they balance around the god gamer or do they balance around like a casual person? You know,
I think it's the god gamer.
I'm like wondering if they do bounce. Is it the god gamer? They bounce around the god gamer. I see.
I mean, like I feel like they have to, right?
Sure. On
that's the only logical explanation.
If you make it for the casual player, then like the god gamer will take it to an insane degree and bless the game.
I see. Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Within reason, obviously.
But don't nerf Wissa. Thank you.
Okay, bud.
Just be bad. Be what they think is the skill ceiling, and then just perform poorly, and then they're like, "Wow, we need to make this better."
Blonde, who do you feel the best?
Earlier I mentioned.
Okay, good.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was gonna say, Blonde, who do you feel the best?
I was just saying earlier.
Oh god damn it!
Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Jay, are you not here? Is this delayed? What's happening right now? What is going on?
I do have a delay on my mic at the moment, so that's why we might be like having this miscommunication.
Jay, why do you have a delay on your mic?
I
thought you were just particularly slow today, and I ask a question,
no.
I throw it over to Jay, there's like a 5 seconds of dead silence. I'm not joking. For the first time ever, my editor's gonna have to go in and edit out the silent part.
I don't know why it's doing that, but over time, if I'm streaming for a long time, my mic just gets delayed. I don't know. I need to look into that. Sorry. Do it again.
Actually, so good.
You know those news anchors on, they too, when they have that delayed reaction. So I think that's stopping right now.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay. So Jay, finish up your thought there.
I was just saying how, if you don't want to be targeted, I was like saying, just say that the buffs are feel good, but they're not like too OP, or just say like, what do you call it? It's a step in the right direction, you know, could have been better, but, I'll take these, you know, that's telling people to try and avoid those nerfs. Cause again, I do feel really bad for the Deadeyes, the wizards, the warriors who got like, you know,
warriors,
taken away as the I know Zierden has been really vocal about it in the for the warrior community, and so it feels bad, but yeah, just
for the very first time,
you gotta keep it on the down low.
The very first time, I actually had 2 to 3 warriors reach out, and they were like, Blue, I just want to be straight with you. Normally I hate your content, but this time I need you because Warrior is in a serious amount of trouble, and I need you to tell the devs that we can't have these nerfs. These are way too severe. And I'm like, okay, A, what the fuck, man? And B, if you think that I can reach the devs about Warrior changes, believe me, I'm not talking about Warrior. I'm over here. What happened to Dark Knight? Okay, it's Warrior's not the first thing out of my mouth. Okay, I will say Warrior's been kind of down bad lately, and they've been struggling lately. Okay, all right, back on subject. Blonde, strongest class in PvE in the game. Go ahead.
I don't have a clue.
You play, I'm bro. You're an like, expert. Witch? You play 3 hours a week.
Dosa, actually, you know what it is? It's Dosa. Dosa is the strongest grinder right now.
People do say that Dosa is actually strong. Ironic that you would kind of say that. I actually, you're all wrong.
I think it's not about numbers, though. I think when you say what's the strongest grinder, people are thinking, oh, the best trash. Oh, the this or that. I don't know. To me, the best grinder is the most chill grind. Also, like being so versatile, I think Dosa kind of kicks butt.
It's
there,
very
right?
solid.
Like, it has heals. It's got like buffs. It's got debuffs. It's got like defensives. It's really survivable. It's got a lot of frontal guards, super armors. It's got insane iframes movement. It's just like all around. And he's got so much swag that it's just like, how can you not?
Just to piggyback off of Blonde, I always recommend it to any, like, I get viewers who are like, oh, I'm trying BDO for the first time. Do you have a class to recommend? I immediately think of Dosa in both Succession and Awakening. It's just a very easy to pick up class to learn the game with, really solid protections, survivability, iframes, super armors, et cetera, et cetera. And so
I'm going to respectfully disagree.
Really? What class do you?
I think that
would you recommend to a brand new player?
The one that they think looks the coolest. I think that a new player has the most chance of sticking with the game, the highest chance of sticking with the game, if they pick the class that they actually think looks the coolest. I don't think that it being an easy class to pick up is necessarily a factor, because most of the classes are really, really easy to pick up. Or like, I mean, if they love it, then they're going to pick it up anyway. Again, like they see the Valkyrie show, like, oh my God, that looks so cool. Awakening Valkyrie is an incredibly difficult class. However, just to play it at a basic level at like low end grind zones, totally reasonable. Very, very reasonable for a new player to actually do, and they can develop over time with it. But I do feel that there's stronger player retention when you tell players to pick up and play a class that just pick the one you find the coolest. And if you can narrow it down to like two, maybe I can help you with that on that side of it.
That's true.
But yeah, in that regard. But
I do tend to ask also like, oh, do you have a preferred playstyle or preference? Like, is it fast, slow, magic? Melee class, and then I narrow down some suggestions based on that. But yeah, definitely playing a class that you enjoy is going to be the way to go.
Yeah, I actually think you're all wrong. By the way, the strongest class in PvE is by far Corsair, because she can swim the fastest. Okay, and her boat speed is actually faster than the other ones, so you can actually get to and from your AFK fishing spot more reasonably.
Right.
Yep. That's why again, you're absolutely destroyed. Literally destroyed.
True.
None of you took the low hanging fruit.
Don't talk about that, because Corsairs are going to get nerfed next week. Oh, no.
No, they don't listen to anything I say. What are you talking about? I don't know. I play a class, they nerf it.
Oh.
I move back to my DK, nerfed. I'm like, okay, I'll tag Megu. Nerf the day after, nerf. I'm like, okay, I'll go play Scholar. Believe it or not, still nerf. You know what I mean? Like, we're waiting for the Scholar changes. You know what I mean? Like, what is actually happening right now? So, so overall the class balance, overall the class balance has been kind of all over the place. I'm actually curious about one particular skill, and Pig, I'm going to go back to you on this. Shies were changed recently, and I know that, you're someone that believes that Shy is, strong, a little bit too strong, definitely in large scale, not a little bit, a lot too strong. And most formats of PvP, pretty much every format of PvP, especially uncapped 3v3 and large scale PvP and in Guild League, you see Shies are really strong. And they changed the over here, that's the bubble ability, to be what is essentially old protected area now, where like everyone around you has, like everyone in your guild has plus 50% evasion, and everybody in the enemy guild has minus 50% accuracy for like, I don't know, 8 seconds or whatever. And it's not like a 5 minute cooldown. But yeah, I'm curious what your thoughts on that change was based on where Shy actually already is in the metagame.
Well, I feel like I need to correct you there.
Go ahead.
Strong, I think, is an understatement. I'd say game breaking.
Yes! A base and true. Oh, okay, no. Sorry, go ahead.
So the change they did with Shy pretty much just showed that they have no idea what's going on, because Shy's been breaking the game since whenever they reworked their skills, so like I don't even know, like 2021 or something. So it's been like a long time at this point. And for some, like reading that patch note was hilarious, because they noted that only now Shy has become a necessity, and not for its buffs or debuffs, but for its bubble. And it was like, okay, like it's been, if you're not PvPing with a Shy for like the past 4 years, you're griefing yourself. And its bubble is far from what makes it like so unfun to play against.
Yeah, completely agree. And again, they took the bubble. The bubble was unfun to play against. Agree. But their reasoning for changing it was that it could block damage on rebuilding structures in Node Wars, which I found comical.
Yeah.
Because it's not really used all that. Is that true? Sure. But for like 5 seconds, does it? Like, wasn't really like particular. It's not like people were stacking 15 shies on a rebuild and just rotating a bubble. I mean, I guess you could do that, but like, you know, the rest of the base is going to suffer, and then no one gets shy buffs, which are more important, ironically enough. You could just kill everybody with shy buffs and then go back and like get the rebuild up. But, you know, it is what it is. I think that the new skill is actually even stronger than the bubble was. And it's not just frustrating this time. It actually just, again, breaks the game for Shy even worse. And I think that, honestly, if they just listen to the player base on Shy, I do think that there's a reasonable area that they could actually come to in an agreement. Like, okay, yeah, we could rework this and like make it a reasonable support that doesn't absolutely break the game as well. And I think that Shy mains would probably like that as well, because they get a lot of hate in the community. I have never hated on terrorists. I mean, shies in my life, but you know, if I were, you know, other people have, you know, of course other people have. Now, that being said, moving past the class changes, class balance changes, and CPCB, this is something I actually want to pick your brain on as well. If you could change one thing in the game currently, I'm assuming it's regards to PvP. We'll talk about RBF here in a second. But which game mode of PvP would you change, and how would you change it?
Ooh.
Well, people say that PvP is broken all the time. You said you loved open world PvP, so I'm assuming it's probably open world.
Like fixing open world. I don't really know if we can fix it necessarily. You would just need like a massive incentive that has PvP enabled to, and people want to like go there and fight over like a resource. I think Choice had a pretty decent take on that a while ago. Yeah. I feel like I'd rant a while for that one though. Okay. It's basically just like there needs to be an open world resources. Incentive.
Yeah.
For people to want to go after where there's PvP enabled.
It's funny because I thought that's what Golden Pig Cave was going to be like. Like once that's it actually came out, I was like, oh, like, hey, we have like some insane grind spot, has a jackpot, here's all the stuff, and then it's instance.
Oh,
what a great idea. Let's just make it so no players can interact with anyone. Genius.
I thought it was going to be PvP enabled, but like you can make like $4 million an hour, you know what I mean? Like, be sick. Go ahead, Jay.
That actually reminds me of Abandoned Monastery in the past for like Golden Pig. Like when you were talking about how Golden Pig was going to be potentially mm-hmm. be like, you know, fighting over it, but it's like PvP. But that actually, like, I'm like, wait, that's kind of like Abandoned Monastery where you're fighting over this boss. And yep. That was kind of the case back way back when, where if you stole the boss, you basically guaranteed an accessory, which was that resource that you were fighting over. So maybe we should potentially think about having another one that's even like as big of a jackpot as Golden Pig. Because if you guys aren't aware, for those who haven't grinded Golden Pig before, the jackpot for Golden Pig is like 15 to 20 bill if you get it, and it's only open for like viewers told me that it's only open for like 30 minutes. Like when it's open, you better be over there quickly, otherwise it's gonna close. And so for NA, it's a little bit longer. Sometimes I've seen it up to 2 hours, but it's like so more average about like one and a half hours on it from my experience. Sometimes it closes right away because someone just gets lucky, but yeah, that 15 to 20 bill just chase thing, it makes it really exciting to go to. But I have seen some criticisms about how if your work schedule or a school schedule just not, you know, it's RNG when it opens, right? So if you just have a unfortunate schedule, then you can't really participate in that kind of content, which kind of sucks for those people.
Nobody cares about those people.
Yeah, maybe a PvP version of it might be.
Bro, it's a well-designed grind zone. I just wish that there was PvP enabled at the spot. But okay, so CPCB, you would add competition for resources into open world PvP, which you think would incentivize people to come back. Honestly, we're going to go around the table here. I'm curious. We had the Kalfeon Ball, which hyped us all up in December. Okay, and they have failed to deliver on a lot of promises, and then they delivered on a lot of stuff. I'm curious what everyone's thoughts is. What is the one thing that you really want to see the most at the upcoming Heidel Ball in June? We'll start with Blonde since he hasn't said anything yet.
Stuff about Adania. I mean, they've kind of already hinted that like some of it's going to be open world PvP-esque with like dominating a territory, owning it, and then you can fight the owners and you get special perks, benefits. You could PvP for free or whatnot. I think that's a step in the right direction. It just feels like it's like, again, 8 to 9 months too late of like... you saw people leaving like last year in the summer, and it's just kind of been declining since for a lot of PvP centric folks. And now it's like, all right, we're getting pretty far in the next year, and this stuff is not going to be out till probably the end of the year next year, and that's not good. So I'm excited about Adania. I think it has maybe the right stuff that we're looking for. They just, again, like Pig said, and I mean, I think a lot of us generally agree, is like the incentive structure has to be there. And if they can't figure out how that works, then there's going to be some serious problems, because that is kind of the central focus. Like, what's the, you know, you fight for number go up, or you grind for number go up, but that only works until you don't really feel your gear gains anymore. And then it's kind of like, you know, you're kind of bored. It's like, okay, like, what am I doing? So,
all right, yeah, that's fair take. We'll rotate down to Jay. One thing you want to see at the ball.
I mean, they did mention most important thing. Well, mm-hmm. They did mention that Idania is going to be like the final chapter, right? Of this sort of like decade of the chapter of BDO. And then beyond that, they were talking about how we could potentially go into the past using the Magnus. So I'd like to see more of that kind of situation, to see what's in store for us next, because we know what's coming next, but what's like beyond that. And I like to always like look at how long can I enjoy BDO for the next. I mean, they did mention they had a 10-year plan.
10 so. More years and then you're done. They're cutting we'll you see. Off they sure. said it.
Maybe.
So Jay, let me get this straight. I say if you could have one thing in the world at the Heidelball, anything at all, Timmy, what do you want it to be? And you said, I just want to see a roadmap. Bro, what? Bro, aim higher, man. We need something concrete.
Aim higher? I want more boost buffs at the next Heidelball.
All right. Pig, if you could see one thing changed at the Heidelball, like for sure, that you hyped up about the game, what would get you most hyped to see?
I feel like it's pretty low bar at this point, but like an alchemy stone reward, because like I want a splendid and it's impossible to get.
That was a super based response for the top 1% of the 1% of players. You are not wrong. The alchemy stone system is absolute butt. And it was brought up, and I did mention it to them the last time I talked to them, and they said that they are aware of it. And that was it. That's all they said about that. So I can't promise that that's actually going to change. However, I was expecting a little bit more than like the 1% of the 1% of the players that are going to be affected by that, because most people don't even know that you can enhance alchemy stones. Like, I'll be honest, most players don't even know that you can do that, but you're absolutely right. You spend way too much time in that window. I think that if I was going to see one new thing at the Heidelball, I would say it's gotta be concrete, actual node war changes. Like, honestly, rework to node war that actually works, that I can get excited about, and large scale PvP is back. Because in my opinion, all of the pieces kind of fall into place for large scale PvP if you bring node wars back. Players don't have a reason to go out in open world PvP. They don't have a reason to actually get together and do anything together, or GVG or any of the other stuff, or do Guild League and what all these other things. If there's not originally that foundation, guilds come together for node wars. That's kind of what builds like the fabric of PvP communities in the BDO scene. I think they have to fix node wars first. And I think it's a disaster right now. And I don't think that adding 1 hour back to node wars necessarily brings it back. I think it would make the current players, and I say players is like all 400 of them that do node wars on a regular basis during the week, those players would be happy. But I don't think that it would bring back any of the old players. I don't think that it would encourage new players to try it. And I don't think that it's going to do a whole lot for the PvP scene as a whole. I do think that, like, again, a full rework of node wars that actually works would be the thing that I would be most excited about for. Because, again, this game has the most potential for PvP in the whole genre, because the combat is just that good. The graphics are absolutely incredible. The skills feel really good to use. We need systems to use those things on that aren't just PvE. We already know we're going to get the new region. We're going to get new grind zones. We're going to get new stuff. Yeah, you can say you want group grind zones and stuff like that. But I think at the end of the day, we all want a few more systems to use that stuff on. Maybe if it's not going to be a PvP change, then I would ask for a guild raid. that is actually difficult and requires you to have, you know, 20 people and various classes are required for different things and different mechanics and things like that, just like in WoW, would be pretty cool. Obviously, it's not based on a healer tank DPS, whatever, but like, hey, we need somebody to stealth here. Or hey, we need somebody to vacuum there. Right, so like you have 20, you can bring 20 people, at least one of them has to have a vacuum, at least one of them has to have a stealth, and then Kunoichis would have a reason to get out of bed in the morning.
Dream right. big, buddy, dream big.
Yeah, I know. Well, honestly, they did say that the last guild, the last time they did, they came out with like the guild boss blitz, which was a crazy success. The original conception for the idea was that they were going to make it a raid. It was supposed to be a boss blitz, like guild raid, and then they had to tone it down to a party.
We were supposed to have the Star's End world boss raid, remember that? It's supposed to have mechanics and all kinds of cool stuff. Remember that like 5 years ago or whatever when they talked about that?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was going to be cool until it wasn't.
That was... yeah, it was going to be pretty crazy until it absolutely wasn't. Okay, so one final question as we move into closing thoughts. And CBC, this one's for you personally. You've been a content creator for quite some time now, very successful in the category. And to be clear, it's incredible how successful you are. You have no webcam. He just has a microphone on with music playing while he runs around and brutally murders people. That's it. And it is crazy entertaining. So CBCB, what direction do you kind of want to take your content? Are you not really interested in developing it anymore? Which way would you like to go with it? Are you still looking to be like the striker guy, or like what's, are you looking to develop more on YouTube more? What's like the future for your channel?
Honestly, I'm just kind of having fun with the game. Like, if I feel like there's a need for pushing out more content, then usually I do. Like, that's kind of why I made the Striker Guide, because there wasn't really any, like, good resources for people to learn it. And, I kind of just, like, join with the community. It's kind of why I stream. It's funny. Yep.
That's why a lot of us stream, ironically enough. But... you know, it's funny you say that you're enjoying the game. Actually, follow-up question. How much are you actually AFK fishing pig versus, like, active playtime?
I'm actually not fishing that much. I'm doing other life skills, but they're also AFK, so...
okay, all right. I was... wait, why would you do anything other than fishing? I love it. I was like, oh my god, he's an active player? Fuck no, bro. He's horse training. He's horse training. All right, he doing something. He doing something. Alchemy cooking. True. Yeah, more life skills. Right. Okay, so now we'll do closing thoughts and outro. We'll go one at a time. Pig, I'll come back to you and we'll end on you since you're the special guest. Closing thoughts, Jay.
Closing thoughts is that I hope WUSA doesn't get nerfed. And I've also been doing some Node Wars and Guild Leagues lately on my WUSA, and you can find my past matches and Node Wars over on my YouTube. Or you can catch me live at twitch.tv/jaykunvt before the T.
Right on. And my boy Blonde, where can we watch you play RuneScape? Woo!
You can watch me play RuneScape at twitch.tv/blondebear. My closing thoughts are that, listen, you know, I've said it for like the last year and a half, but we'll see, you know, you want those updates and
we'll see.
You know, we'll see. Will things happen? Will they? Won't they? Who freaking knows, bro? Who freaking knows?
Right on. And our boy CBCB, yo, Pig, thanks so much for coming on the podcast. I know it's definitely a step outside of what your normal comfort zone for content is, which is like you said, you just like to sit there and vibe with the community. But I do think that you are an extremely important voice for PvPers, for strikers, for open world PvP players. Like they don't have very many people like you left in the community. So I do feel that your content has a tremendous amount of value. I appreciate you coming on to the podcast and giving your opinion on these really important subjects to us and the community. Can you give yourself a proper shout out this time?
Well, thanks for the kind words and thanks for having me. If you're interested in watching mainly PvP focused things, you can watch me at CPCPCP on Twitch. And yeah, I'll be doing G League later today after Node War. So
right on. All this man does is PvP all the time. It's awesome. Okay, so now we're going to announce the winner of the outfit contest, because I know that Jay and Blonde aren't paying attention. CPCB doesn't know about it, although he can give his thoughts if he wants to. Normally, we award who's the winner of the contest, and the winner this time, believe it or not, is this Mystic, bro. I had you guys. It's this Mystic. This Mystic looks so sick. It's the eyes right here. Absolutely so sick. And then the entire... Oh, never mind. It's a witch. Holy shit. I gotta go. Yeah. I'll be in my bunk. That's crazy. Well, so normally the Rakshande set is sold on Witch. Most witches actually don't wear it, though. And she did do the extension earlier, so I should have assumed it was a witch. But, like, Mystic is usually the one that you see this played on, so, like, or used on. But, yeah, no, it's absolutely a witch. This witch, definitely the coolest one here, in my opinion. Jay, Blonde, do you have any thoughts?
What the fuck? There's a gold one in the center.
I agree with you gold one. As well. Yup.
Uh-huh, Jay. Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, this one right here?
Yeah, I like that yellow gold one.
Let me show you Jay's favorite, which was my runner-up. One of the best character models here, low-key, this cutie just standing in the corner.
Oh, wow.
Like, low-key, this cutie standing in the corner. It's the hat that does it for me. Cute face. Great character model right there. Great character model right there. All right, guys. Remember, you can catch the podcast every Saturday on my YouTube channel. It comes out. It also comes out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well at the same time. So it'll be out on Saturday morning every single week, so you can always time it. It happens on Twitch. You can watch it at twitch.tv/JakunVTV before the T, or my channel Blue Squadron. You already know those. So if you want to catch it live, it happens on Wednesday or Friday. It alternates. We're actually just trying to dodge people. No, it's because Blonde's work schedule is obnoxious. So it was on Friday this week, so it'll be Wednesday next week as well. From all of us here at the Old Moon Podcast, have a great rest of your week.